This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up? Jay Foreman, DP Austin, or not Austin Orman, damn, my bad, Harrison. Harrison in the building. We're the old school crew. We're coming at you on this Thirsty Thursday, a.k.a. Eric Strickland holiday. We want to thank Kevin Meyer, Cork and Bottle, for stopping in, bringing some good libations and obviously some great knowledge, and obviously his aura is always good. But we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Got about 9-10 minutes. We'll dive into baseball playoffs. Obviously, we'll pick them on Thursday because I'll be calling the game on or me and Nick will be calling Friday night game, North Star against Grand Island. Upstart North Star Gators against Grand Island Islanders. But before, I want your opinion, DP. A little sneaky news. Look, Aaron, when he decides to fire a coach,
is that fact at this point for you?
Oh, it's fact. Right. I know for a fact.
Okay.
Yeah, I know their GM very well. He was like the third in command when I was in Houston, and I know I call him Brick House, Jeff Ulbrich. We played together in San Fran. Great dude. Always knew he was going to be a coach, and I'm excited for him. I'm not excited for him to have to coach Aaron Rodgers, but the timeline is the timeline. But when Aaron Rodgers decides to fire the coach on a sleepy, like literally in the middle of the morning, something had to happen. It was reactionary. Something sneaky happened with the NCAA and college football. They did away with the national letter of intent, which has been around from 60 to 70 years, give or take, right? DP signed his, I signed mine. Up until now, every athlete signed theirs, and it was a big deal. Obviously, we've seen some shakeups with NIL and NLI with the quarterback in Florida and obviously with the UNLV quarterback. But the NCAA has decided to go away with that, and it's a sneaky move. Not a sneaky move, but it should have garnered more headlines because now we are on a fast track to – employee status, cutting down roster numbers, and then obviously you'll be in the revenue sharing, and then essentially NIL will be outside of it. Here's something sneaky, DP. This is what people don't understand about the national letter of intent going away. And then also, even before that, the ACT and SAT is not needed to get in, which would have been great. You didn't know that, Harris?
No, that's actually news to me. I did not realize that.
You gotta stay up, brother. I'm here to inform you.
I had to take it.
Yeah. I didn't try. Hey, listen, I had to take it, and then I had to wait. And that's the worst part. I don't know what's worse, DP, taking it or waiting to see what you got.
It's definitely the wait.
Yeah, it is the wait.
Especially if you get the numbers you didn't want.
Yeah. I don't know who, how, I must have, they did something wrong. I did better than I ever thought I did, and I looked at it 4 or 5 times. I ran around with that thing like I had the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the golden ticket. But here's what I want to say, DP. When it goes away, this is what possibly could happen. It won't happen much, but you will see it, I think, with a lot of big-time recruits. So just say DP is at Virginia, and you're at, let's say, Duke, and I'm said player. and I'm already committed to Virginia. Well, 2 days before, day before, hour before, Duke could come in and say, hey, look, man, we got you a nice little SUV. You know, somehow we just fell into an extra $20,000 a year, and we got you a card to, you know, you'll get steak and lobster everywhere, right? You know where I'm going with this, right, DP? Because here's the thing. People don't realize Duke been paying players for a long, long time. You hear me? A long time. Them brothers was eating steak and lobster back when I was in college. So if that happens, that's the shakeup there, because there's no binding contract. So you're not going to know, you know, who you get until pen to paper. Now, here's how you can really work around this, right? Is you do the business first. See, it used to be backwards. You know, you sign it, and then you got to wait and see if you get your check. You know, it could be 6-7 months. You got to get the business done first on both ends. That'll be the binding contract.
So some of the names may be changed to protect the real parties involved. But so first of all, I was a young senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't turn 18 until July.
After you graduated.
After I graduated.
Yeah.
And people still
said reclassified.
That's what they were really trying to get me to do.
Yeah.
And I could have, but the whole point was I already got offers.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you're already there.
Like
yeah.
Now the offers would have changed in year two, a year later, but I had made some verbal commitments,
mm-hmm.
right? And for my family, being a DC kid, Howard University offered me the opportunity to play both football and baseball,
mm-hmm.
and so there's a lot of notoriety to go into Howard. If you're black and you go to Howard, it's a big deal.
Yeah, especially back then.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. One, because it meant that you had the academic chops, you had done the work, and then you're fully in line for all the frats and all that stuff. But then in April, I have a really good ball game with some scouts there, and folks come in and they offer, and you do the sneak away visit.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak away visit. Don't tell anybody. Not really a big deal. You're not broadcasting it. It's not like it is today where everything's recorded. The coach asked me what was it going to take, because I was the best available center fielder.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. He said, well, how about you try this?
Yeah.
I got an idea for you. And yeah, that kind of became my freshman girlfriend.
Oh, that's TMI.
Listen,
Harrison, that's called too much information.
No, I can give more information in the good sense that nothing happened other than I met this young lady who was a cheerleader. And I was like, hey, what do we have here? They didn't have this at Howard. Look, I told my step to Jay. It's kind of like your conversation with your dad. I told my stepdad. He's like, boy.
Right.
Because he picked me up. He had picked me up from the trip. So he drove to Richmond, picked me up. He goes, boy, let me guess. We coming back real soon.
Right. You taking the bus down next time. You know what I'm saying?
So you had to make the – you had, but he made me commit to making the phone call back to Howard and saying, hey, you
know.
It's
not going to work out.
I'm not coming. But his thing was, I told you not to make a decision at 17. You weren't ready.
Right, yeah.
And legally, it's not binding. So it didn't really matter what commitments. He was like, as long as they don't have my signature on paper, it don't really matter.
Yeah, it was definitely old school back then. fax machine. You probably mailed yours right. in or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, I think this change is now is, and I think all the extreme cases that we're talking about, you know, guys flipping at the last second is no different than when you saw last minute flips with, you know, players or recruits, you know, right at the last second. But I think with no binding, you know, contract, you're not going to know who you have until, you know, the fax or the, you know, email or whatever it is. They probably do DocuSign now, comes through. But I think the way around it, especially if they go, you know, employer, employee, is you do the business first. Because once you do the business first and they flip, well, then now you got to give that money back. So it's just going to be flipped. And we got some good text here. Tad says, next you're gonna say they don't have to take classes. Well, probably about 5-10 years. That's probably coming down to that's gonna be optional. Hey, they're gonna have two leagues. One where you just semi like on the way to the league, right? Mm-hmm. Like the elite league, or you actually want to be play high level football and you want to go to class. Unknown texter 5297 says bingo, the demise of national letter intent is the first step employment. Yeah, they're working towards it. And I don't know if the NCAA, because they had no idea that Aaron was going to do what he did, that when it seems like they're coming to a lot of conclusions very, very quickly. So it lets you know the end game is going to be in the dog days of summer when people really can't dice it up. And then you're going to be like, boom, they're going to get caught, you know, with your hand in the cookie jar. So, I think it's one of those things. I just wonder who they have or what they're going to do and who they're going to have like per state and per university to be able to kind of be the mediator and the realistic people or persons that can talk to the kids and, you know, to make sure that you know what you're doing. I think the employment status is probably going to slow down the transfer portal, but then also it's going to up the expectations. And that will eliminate the pretenders that are just kind of, I call them sweatsuit and steak guys. Those guys are going to be ushered out and they will be down to the lower level. And then you'll see a lot more guys from the lower level, like FCS and those schools. You start to see them start to, you know, come up through the ranks rather quickly. So it'll definitely all work itself out. But I thought that was very interesting to talk about, considering something that's been around forever. I remember sending my fax in, you know, and waiting to make sure it was dial up. You wait in there for five, you sign it, you know, you do the little pitch, you know, for the school newspaper, and then you wait 5 minutes and then they called and say, okay, we got it. So then I knew, okay, well, now you're stuck with me now. Now you don't have to do that. You just got to say, okay, I'll be there, and everybody's got to wait, you know, to see if you show up.
We still, I mean, I know that there were staffs that didn't really work until you got there and signed in front of them.
And
baseball's a little different in that our season ended in late April, early May.
Yeah.
You graduate in June. If you're going to play ball in college, I had to be at school like in July.
In a week or so.
So there was, you know, and that was how the work was done. And there were a lot of people who crossed streams. There were a lot of people who even then transferred.
Yeah.
Especially that was the advantage of junior college.
Yeah,
was that it was a much clearer path to getting under scholarship than it was coming from another school.
Right.
And that still exists.
Yeah, it does.
That still exists. It's easier for you to go from Coffeyville to Nebraska than it is for you to go from Kansas to Nebraska.
Yeah, and that, which is crazy. But, it is. And a lot of kids will go to a JUCO for a year or two because of, like, you know, I look at it kind of a farming system for, say, like, a couple coaches to kind of get your game right. Sometimes you go from a Power 5 to JUCO versus Power 5 to, you know, like a Youngstown. I always use Youngstown State or something like that. You go to a JUCO because you'll get the work in and you'll see the pitches that you needed to come back up and potentially go somewhere. So anyways, good first segment. We'll take a quick break, come back, another quick segment, and then we'll put everything in order at that 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP, and Harrison, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Forever Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technology. And with Dutch Boys Easy Opening Smooth Pouring Container, transforming your home has never been easier. View our entire selection of Dutch Boy paint on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer and other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.